Zakta Heilige Mishnah Weiter Mesechtes Cholin Perik Tes Mishnah Beis. So what did we learn in Mishnah Aleph? We learned that the skin of an animal, doesn't have the same din as the meat. The skin itself wouldn't be metama other food, but if it's together with the meat, you can be mitzarif the skin and the meat to reach the minimum shear of a kebeya, the size of an egg, where if it's tame, it'll be metama other food. Like everything else, there are always exceptions. Let's see our Mishnah once again. Perik Tes, Mishnah Beis. Elu, in regard to these, here's the list. She'ereseyan kivisara, that the skins are like the meat in regard to tuma. Now, let me just point out that it's not necessarily the same type of tuma. Like we're going to learn about human skin that comes from a dead person. That's matama tumas meis. That's the most strict of tumas. From a nevela, a behem or a chaya that died without shechita, it's matama tumas nevelas, which isn't as strict as tumas meis. If it comes to one of the eight shrotzim, that the Torah says that when they die, their matama, it has a din of tumas sheretz, which is even a lesser degree of tuma. If it comes from a behem or a chaya that was shechted kosher, so it's not tummy, but it's considered like an oichel that could receive tuma and be metama oichlin. So each on its own level. In regard to the list of skins mentioned over here in the Mishnah, whatever the din is with the basar itself, the same halacha would apply to the skins. Now, why are these skins different? The skins we're going to learn about here are extremely soft. That's where they have the din of the basar. Like the Mishnah Vayter or Ha'adam, let's say the skin of a person. Skin of a human person that passed away. So that gives over tumah just like the flesh of the person would be metam. Whatever the din is with tumah's mace would apply to the skin as well. Vayter v'or chazir shel yishuv, and the skin of the chazir that it doesn't run around wild, the one that's like in the farm. It's soft and you can eat it. Rabbi Yossi says of our chazir habar, same is true for the skin of the pig that runs around wild. Now, whenever something runs around wild, its skin, everything about it, its muscles, gets more tough and hard. So we understand that the chazir habar, the one that runs around on the outside, is going to be more tough, less soft than the one that's just in a farm. The shaila is, even though the wild chazer has skin that's more tough than the inside one, is it still soft enough? Even the tougher version, is that still soft enough to be considered like the basar? Rabbi Yossi says yes. Vayter zakta mishnah v'or, the skin chatoy teres of the hump shel gomol haraka. Gomol haraka, literally a soft or a tender camel. What does this mean, a tender camel? I mean, a camel is a camel, and the answer is no. Once the camel starts carrying things, so the skin gets hard and tough. But if it never carried anything, that's called gomal haraka, and that skin would be edible. That's how the Bat Tanura explains it. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, v'ar harash shel egel harach, and the skin of the head, also of a tender calf. What makes a calf tender, says the Bat Tanura, as long as it's still nursing from its mother, then its skin is going to be soft. Vayter v'or ha'proses, and the skin of the hooves of the animal. We don't mean the skin of the hoof itself. That's very tough. I mean, that's the part that hits the ground. But it's referring to the skin above the hoof, explains the Bat Tanura. Or the whole lower section of the leg. That's the part, explains the Bat Tanura, that's usually cut off before the animal is skinned. Vayter says the Mishnah, the list continues, of parts of skin that are considered soft enough that they have the same din of the basar itself. The ar beis haboishes, that's around the womb of the nekeva, that skin. The ar hashalil, the skin of the fetus. The ar shetachas alya, and the skin that's at the bottom of the tail where there's no hair, explains the Bat Tanura, that's soft. Vayter says the Mishnah, the ar hu anoka, and the skin of, what's an anoka? Literally, hedgehog. You want to know what it is? Here, I looked it up for you. It's a small, old-world insect-eating animal covered with spines. I doubt that you're any clearer on this, but if it's ever nogeya, this is the halacha, the art of the Yohanaka, as well as v'hakoyach. What's a koyach? Literally, kemulyan. What's a kemulyan? It's a small lizard whose skin changes color according to its surroundings. And this skin, this color-changing skin, is very soft. V'hachoymet, choymet is a lizard. See, these are all shrotzim that have very soft skins. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on the last one. Rabbi Yehuda says, halata, the skin of a lizard, kachulda. That would have the same halacha as the skin of a weasel. That's not considered soft. It's not considered as if it were meat. But the Batan Rus says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. There really are four shratzim. That their skin is like the meat because it's soft enough. Vayitra says the mission of a kulan in regard to all these skins. She'ibdan, if they were worked into leather. Or she'hilach behen, kidei avoida. Or if they were walked on. Kidei avoida means for the amount of time that normally, by walking on it this amount of time, it would turn into leather. And that's what they would do. They would spread these things out on the floor so people can walk on it. And eventually it turns into leather. And if that is what was done with these skins, then they lose their softness. They no longer have the din of basar. And again, the halacha would be like any other skin, that tahirin. The one exception, chutz mi'or adam, except for the skin of a person. The skin of a person would continue to be metama even if it was worked into leather. And here the Gemara says a very interesting thing. Mina taira, the skin of a person would be the same thing. After it was worked upon, it would become tahar. So why did Chazal say no, ara adam, even after it was stepped on or worked out into leather, it's still tame? That was a gzeira, shemiyasa adam oiris aviv ve'imai, that a person would take the skins of his father and mother and turn it into like spreads for his bed to sit or to lay on. Rachmana litzlan, that's what could happen to a person. If he doesn't work on his midas, there's no end to how low, chas v'shalom, a person can fall. If he doesn't learn Torah, and doesn't learn Musar, and doesn't work on his midas. The Mishnah concludes by saying, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shmeina Shratzim Yesh Lan Oris. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, all of the eight Shratzim that the Torah talks about are Tahar, and they are not like their meat. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Tes, Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah taught us about different types of iris that are extremely soft, and as a result, they have the same din of basar. Now, if it comes from a person that died, it's metame tumas mes, just like the basar. If it comes from a nevela of a behem or a chaya, it's metame tumas nevela, which is not as serious as tumas mes. If it comes from one of the shmeina shrotzim, that their nevela is tame, it's metame like the din of a sheretz, depending on what it is. If it comes from a behem or a chaya that was shechted properly, it's not tame at all. But it would become tummy, Tumas Eichlin, if it comes into contact with Tumah, according to the halachis of Tumas Eichlin. And then you have to know if it has a shear of a kebeya to be metama others, so the R is like the basar to be mitzarefit. If you have a drop of R and a drop of basar, and together you have a kebeya, it's metama others. In other words, whatever the din is with the basar, with the flesh, would also apply to the R in these cases. That's because the skin is soft. And the list, according to the Tanakami, is Ar Ha'adam, skin of a person, the Ar of the Chazir Shal Yishuv, the domesticated Chazir, Rabbi Yossi says, even the wild one, even though it's tougher, but it's still soft enough to be considered like the Basar. The Ar of the hump of a camel that didn't carry packages yet. The Ar of a calf that's still nursing. The Ar around certain areas of the hoof, around the womb. The R of the fetus, the underside of the tail, and according to the Tanakhama, four of the Shratzim. The Anaka, the Kayach, the Halta, and the Chaymet. Rabbi Yehuda says just three of them. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Halta, the lizard, is just like a chulda, it's like a weasel. Its skin is tough enough that it's separate, it's tahar. Even these soft skins, once you work them into leather, or they're spread out on the floor long enough that if people would walk on it, it would turn into leather. They no longer have the din of basar. They are considered tahar. The exception is Ar HaAdam, and that was Xeris Chachamim. Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri disagrees. He says all the Shmaina Shratzim that the Torah talks about that says that when they're dead, they're metama, their skins are separate. They don't have the din of the basar. They would not be metama tumas sheretz.